At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't believe he's not in the U.S. amateur. He's a little too young to be playing in that.
I think he tried out. I still think
he'll probably qualify in the next couple of years, but they just show old Tiger highlights from those tournaments.
Is this the U.S. amateur?
The U.S. amateur.
I stumbled upon one of those things where Tiger won three straight U.S. junior amateurs and then immediately started winning U.S. amateurs.
Yeah.
Like,
he won three straight
93, 94, junior amateurs. The years I think are
And then
off.
He won three straight U.S. amateurs.
Yeah. And then immediately turned pro and won the Masters.
And then he won the Masters 97? The next year.
Yeah.
it's insane. And one of the U.S. amateurs, because it's match play in the later rounds of the U.S. amateur, he was down huge to a guy. Like, he was down like six with seven holes to play
Tiger.
And came back and got him. And like, the guy who he beat, like, his girlfriend was caddying for him, so she's on the bag. So Tiger's doing that to him in front of his girlfriend.
Bam.
Like,
oh, the emasculation.
Yeah, man.
Has that guy ever been heard from again?
We actually did a thing. They had the U.S. amateur in Seattle.
Where is he now?
Yeah, we interviewed. Well, we interviewed a bunch of guys that lost the final round of the U.S. amateur to, like, Tiger, or when Phil Mickelson won it, or, like, guys that went on to be big names.
Yeah.
And interviewed all the guys that came in second, and it was actually really
fun.
This
is the plot to a terrible film where he's just plotting. Like, that could have been me, and he's plotting his revenge.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was...
No, it's a bad film, not real life.
Luckily, it turned out to be a good interview, and he's a golf pro in, like, New Jersey somewhere now and has a nice life, and they're married. Him and that lady are married.
Oh, okay.
So have kids, and...
So Tiger didn't destroy.
He didn't ruin his
confidence. Her confidence in him as a man.
No, it all worked out pretty well for both of them, I guess. But it was fun. I went to the U.S. amateur when it was at Brookline when I lived in Boston and saw Matt Fitzpatrick, and it was just like, man, these guys are 19 and they don't hit bad shots. Like, every shot they hit, just perfect.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's always. I don't know. It's not a concern, but it happens to people where your legacy is being on the wrong end of something.
Right.
Like, that's a tough pill.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can fight your way out of it. Like, Tyronn Lue for a long time was just on the wrong end.
Right.
He was
Allen Iverson step over.
You know, he got a championship. He's head coach.
And he's still going to be known for Allen Iverson step over.
Sure.
Right. But at least he's had a great, like,
oh, no, he's had a great basketball. He's always going to be known for that.
But it's not the only reason. You only know Wally Pipp for one.
Right.
But you, what's a career?
Everybody knows Ty Lue for the Allen Iverson step over.
Right. But we talk about Ty Lue as a good coach.
We do. We do. But I'm just talking about people who don't do it like that. Well, only know him as the guy that.
But I get what Abe's saying, though. Like, it could have just been that.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have, because most guys get done playing and then they go away. Like, they're not coaches or anything like that. Like, at least he's been a really successful head coach
in the
NBA.
He's a great fucking coach.
Yeah.
But people still do that. They still play it all the time.
Oh,
they,
all the time.
They don't play him on the bench crying like he was. They play that part.
Yeah, no, they do that.
I was looking up some trivia to add for Sports Jeopardy, and one of the questions that was listed on that, I don't use most of the ones I stumbled upon because they're all terrible, but it was like, what player did Allen Iverson step over? I'm like, oh, that was this morning. I literally saw that this morning. I'm like, all right, well, still doing that.
Yeah, no, that's a... It's an iconic moment. It might be like outside of him crossing over Jordan and hitting that jumper. Mm-hmm. That's like the iconic Iverson moment.
Yeah. I think it's above that.
I think it is too.
I think it's
the number one most iconic Iverson moment. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. I'm just thinking like of the moments that he had. I don't know what else even is really there. You know,
what was that? 2001.
It was in the finals. Yeah,
game one. Uh huh. Game one.
I remember
they won
I was.
Game one somehow.
I remember where Lakers I was during the finals. Them. I was at Auburn. I was at a racquetball camp. Don't drop the mic, Randy. It's expensive equipment here.
That's as a high schooler.
I was at a racquetball camp
as a high schooler,
and no one there knew the finals was going on.
Why the hell were you at racquetball camp?
I was a very competitive junior at racquetball. I won a tournament like 2 years ago.
Well, you wouldn't be a junior at this point.
No. 2 years ago, I was just playing in like an adult.
I didn't even tournament. Know they had competitive racquetball for high school.
Racquetball fucking camp.
Yeah. I won intramurals every year at Indiana.
I went to golf camp, you know.
It's a big difference.
Is it?
Golf camp and fucking racquetball.
Is it?
Camp, all right. Okay.
Yeah, no, all right.
It's a big fucking difference.
There is. It's a niche. It's definitely a niche thing.
Big fucking difference.
Well, honestly, it was – this is going to sound perverty or pedophile-y. It's not. There was this multimillionaire that was loved racquetball and had some kids, his children. So he like put together like a youth racquetball camp. It actually became pretty sizable.
That doesn't sound pervy.
Why would you think that sounds pervy?
That just sounds like
a dad who likes
– It just sounds like a guy who's trying to give back to a community.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
A fucking racquetball camp. I'm surprised.
I don't know what it's called.
Only thing I'm surprised about is that we didn't know until now.
Yes.
That's the only thing I'm surprised about.
Racquetball
we stayed
camp.
In the dorms at Auburn.
That actually sounds pretty fun.
It was cool.
Auburn had some shitty dorms, too.
Yeah, it's not great. The racquetball camp was called Rollout because that's the type of shot in racquetball.
What other camp were you in, Abe?
Huh?
What other sports camp?
I dominated the JCC sports camp. Obviously.
For those that don't know, JCC stands for
Jewish Community Center. Yeah. I went to regular like summer sleepaway camp. I went to regular summer day camp.
Did you do that?
I did a rock climbing camp once.
Like,
I think
like
that was
a,
over
like an overnight rock?
No. I think that was like during a fall break. It wasn't like summer camp.
Did you ever do overnight camp like as a kid?
I did one time.
Sleepaway camp?
Went to Clark Hills. It's like between Augusta and Thomaston.
How many days?
I'm so young. I think I was like eight, so maybe like five.
Okay.
I think it was like a week.
We did like four.
But it was at the lake. It was at Clark. It was like at a lake. Oh, whatever lake that is between Augusta.
Okay.
On top of it.
And my maybe one time it was like three nights or something, but that was it.
That was the
like,
only time.
We were watching a movie the other day and it was about a sleepaway camp, and they were there for weeks and weeks.
You know the movie?
Parent Trap. We were watching Parent Trap.
Yeah, of course.
And Lily was like, that sounds cool.
It's a great movie.
I was like, 8 weeks, man.
That's a long damn
like,
time.
That's two sessions.
I wouldn't want to do that.
We did one session.
Like, I can't imagine being a kid and going away for 8 weeks. Like, that would be...
No, it was great.
That's a lot. With the family, it was like the parents visit on the weekends.
I don't think so.
Really?
I think in that scenario, they're just there.
Oh. We didn't even get dropped off at the camp. We took, like, we all gathered in Dunwoody, took a shuttle out. The camp was like in Cleveland, Georgia.
Okay.
Camp Barney up there.
And you were just up there for a month?
Yeah. They had two sessions. If you wanted to go both
sessions.
How
old were you?
We went years for like... Probably since we were old enough to start until...
Like, it does sound pretty amazing.
It's great.
To get rid of your kids for a month. But also, it sounds... I don't know. I'm not...
From a kid perspective, sure. It was great. We were doing all sorts of stuff.
Well, I'm sure it was fun, yeah.
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 We probably went eight or 10 years worth of summers. I did one summer sleepaway.
How old were you when you started, 8?
Probably like 7 or 8.
So you were going to the sleeper camps into your teens?
Till 15 or I don't think I was driving.
You graduate to being a counselor at some point, right?
So yeah, you had like junior and then senior in training. But mm-hmm. like if you don't then like go the next year, you have your final year as a camper and then you just don't go. You're like, I'm not spending my summer here working.
So yeah, it wasn't a thing culturally, really.
We would go one session to sleepaway camp, and the other session, depending on first session or second, whatever. The other was once the JCC started, was sports camp.
Never ever went to camp, ever. That was the only camp I ever went to. Growing up, never went to a camp.
My brother went to drama camp once.
First camp I ever went to, I think it was junior, and it was basketball camp. Uh-huh. They made us go.
Oh. I did wing foot running camp through the Atlanta Track Club as a kid. I was the worst runner there.
It kind of sounds to me a little bit like, and I don't want to connect too many dots here. Sounds like your parents loved shipping you off.
No, like my sister was
getting
Abe
out of the house for weeks on end at a time.
I went to support my sister. She was the real runner, like growing up.
Not just the runner camp. I'm just talking about all these.
Yeah, but we enjoyed it.
Weeks and months.
No, but we enjoyed it. Like I would have been asking to go to Barney every year.
Okay.
And definitely asking for sports camp.
Yeah, we did. I did sports camps.
Yeah.
But those were just like you get dropped off in the morning and picked up.
Yeah, those
were
day camps. Those were day camps.
I worked at those when I was in high school and college. That was great. Like that's the easiest job in the world. Like,
really? With these pumps?
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, the kids ain't like that.
You just say now might be different.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
No dodgeball.
Kids are fun. But, I mean, there's no responsibility. Like, don't let any kid get lost. Don't let any kid get hurt and, like, play soccer for 6 hours.
We were swinging hockey sticks like they were golf clubs and just whacking the ball.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.